Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts here as always, Kirk Smith. And here as always, did I say always twice, is my co-host,
Graham K. Hello everybody. It's been a minute. We haven't talked in a while. This is the comedian's guide to autism.
It has been a minute.
Yes, it has been a minute. I have an autistic brother, and Kirk has an autistic son, and we're just trying to figure it out. But we got a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, that's the good news about
a lot to catch up on.
You last time we talked, Kirk. Well, first let's catch up together because we haven't talked in a while. Before we get to that,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
You are in Edinburgh. Scotland, doing the biggest comedy festival in the world right now.
Yeah, this is the Edinburgh Fringe, the big one,
yes.
The big one out here. So yeah,
amazing. I'm in New York City right now, and it's one of the biggest comedy scenes in the world. So you know.
Oh no! It's the biggest. It's the biggest by far, for sure.
New York.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest comedy scene. What's bigger? Nothing's even close, really.
Of course, you're right. I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
Draw comparisons.
You're big time, Graham. You're killing it out there, buddy.
Yeah. I moved here, so I'm big time. One of the reasons why we haven't talked in a while is the time zone difference has been a lot. It's like a 5-hour difference.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Yep.
So what's going on? How's the festival going? How long have you been here? And what's going on?
My day's just winding down. It's 8 o'clock out here. Mm-hmm. I had a weekend in beautiful Nova Scotia. Then I spent a week in Sweden.
Whoa.
Beautiful Sweden. My son took him on a cruise. We went on a little cruise together to Estonia, to Tallinn.
Cool.
And I was talking to my mom about it before. I'm like, is this going to be a good idea or is this going to be a terrible idea? Turns out, excellent idea.
Oh, really?
He had just a blast.
Awesome.
Yes, he loved it.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
He absolutely loved it.
I knew you were really worried about like the boat and if he was going to handle it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
we
so
did,
great.
I was able to secure one of his aides came with us and she had like her own cabin, but then she helped me a little bit during the day. He didn't sleep, which was, you know, I ended up getting sick by the end of the week because I'm not sleeping because he's not sleeping. But he just loved it. There's like a kid's play place. It is funny when people that have subscribed to my Instagram know my Instagram is Kirk Smith Comedy. If you've seen a picture of my son, he looks like a man. He's got like a mustache.
Yes.
And so he's probably like 4 or 5 in his mind. And so he just wants to hang out with the little kids, right? So there's like this like a playground thing on the ship.
Yep.
Problem is, we're two grown men just hanging out in the kids' play place. Oh, which one of these kids are yours? Oh, no, we're just here to watch. We're just here to watch other kids. don't get the wrong idea. I'm here to watch him. He's here to watch kids. So
no, wrong again.
So it was.
that's hilarious. Did he go play though? Did he have a good time? Did he play in the?
Yeah,
play
yeah, he had a good time. He likes to watch other kids play. So he likes to hang out, just like if the other kids are running around laughing, then he kind of feels like he's involved. And it was great, man. It was really great. And then he liked the cabin. You know, we get a little cabin, so we have a little space. And we didn't bring, I don't, a long time listeners know, we got him that indestructible computer, which he destructed.
Yes.
And so he did not bring his computer because it's like in pieces. It still works, but only when it's like attached to the desk and not moving and not, you know, anything else.
I thought got the insurance and it was all being fixed.
Well, we got the insurance, but I have to pick it up and take it back to the States and do that. So I haven't done that. I will take it back when I see him in 2 weeks. I'm going to see him again. And so I have a new computer, but I don't want to give it to him until I take the old one from him and we'll do a little trade. Yeah, because otherwise he wants them both.
Okay.
So he's and I caught him again Googling computers. So he's really doing a lot of research. I don't know what he wants, but he's really, his search history is all computers and VeggieTales videos.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, it's better than Googling something else. Okay.
That's true. That's true. He's looking.
Dads have caught their sons Googling a lot worse stuff. Trust me.
Yeah, a lot of 19-year-olds, I'm sure, caught Googling more than just computers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and VeggieTales. No, he's doing great.
Hard drives.
So what did he like? What did he like most? What was he, you know?
You know, he in Tallinn, he enjoyed the McDonald's. I took him to one McDonald's. McDonald's is kind of his move. He likes McDonald's. And so, whenever we'd see a McDonald's, he'd kind of meander over that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's his vacation too.
Sure.
And so, we did a little bit too much McDonald's. I think we had McDonald's 6 times.
Hey. So deep down inside, you're like, this is kind of a great excuse for me to eat at McDonald's 6 times,
You're not wrong. Yeah. You're not wrong. I had a lot of, they had like that Met Cafe, so I had a lot of, is this turning into a commercial? But I had a lot of cafes, and they had that smoothies, and they had salads, and it was okay. It wasn't bad.
Okay.
He liked that. He liked sitting on the deck and just looking out of the water, which I thought he might want to like to do. He just likes to sit on the deck, have his little phone, have his music, and just stare off from the horizon like deep thoughts with J.J. Smith.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah, it was great.
I get
it really
that.
Great.
I like
We're
that
definitely
too.
Doing it again.
That's so awesome. And so the big reason why you did this is because you wanted to get him away from his facility while they fix it because he ripped up the walls and the floors.
Yes, that did not work.
Oh, no.
Best laid plans of mice and men. Yeah, the repair guy had an issue with conflict, and so he couldn't do it. If you only knew how much time went into it, we tried to explain it to him. But we're going to try to do that when school starts, and school starts next week. So I think it's the 22nd, I want to say, something like that.
Right.
And so we're going to try to do it then. So. Yeah, we tried it. That was the whole plan, but it did not work as planned. But what are you going to do?
You got
to. He liked the water fountains in Tallinn. We took him to the beach in Tallinn, which was a mistake. If you ever go to Estonia, they are not known for their beaches. That was not terrific.
It's the Baltic. It's the Baltic Sea.
Yeah, I know, but he loves the water, so I thought, we'll take him to the beach. Well, yeah, he did not. He was not a fan.
Why? It was just rocky and cold?
It's rocky, cold, windy, a little bit stinky. It was just like,
ooh,
yeah, it was not
stinky.
Yeah, like seaweed and like not like, yeah, it was not, I don't know. That wasn't the best part. The best part was downtown. The downtown's nice. The downtown is cool. And he liked it. He was surprisingly good. He was surprisingly well behaved. We didn't really have any temper tantrums. We had a great trip. He loves riding the car, too. He likes traveling. So he was good. We didn't have any toilet accidents, which is a big big blessing.
Wow.
I've had many of those. Yeah. So all in all, an amazing trip.
I'm so happy for you. I knew you were really... You were sort of worried what was going to happen.
Of course. I'm biting off a lot with that kid when you take him traveling. Yeah, you're biting off a lot. Yeah, for sure.
Do you think he's matured a bit?
I think he's growing up. I think he's growing up. It's slow, and it's up. And the place where he lives and the caregivers were very smart about doing the PECS thing where you have the pictures. And so, for weeks, your dad's coming, this picture of your dad, and you're going to go on this boat and showing him what's going to happen.
Oh. Wow.
Which parents of kids with autism know what I'm talking about. You do this thing where you show pictures. And, if this, then this. So, if you go wash your hands, then we'll eat. Or if you go eat, then you can have your computer. And so, we did a thing where you're going to go on a boat, and there's a picture of a cruise liner. And, and when we got to the boat, he's staring at the boat. He's excited. And he walks right on the boat, walks right in the cabin, plops down on one of the beds. Like, he knows what's happening.
Oh, man.
That was really great.
Great.
It was really, really surprisingly great. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, man.
It was really good. So now I'm in Edinburgh. That was almost 10 days ago. Yeah, now I've been in Edinburgh. I'm doing 2 shows a day. I've got my Rice Krispies with Ketchup show, which if you know anybody in Edinburgh, send them my way. 7 o'clock every day. Cowgate. It's on Cowgate at Barbados. And then I've got that 3 o'clock show and then a 10 o'clock show. I'm just working.
Yeah, man. That's good. So how did the work out with the caregiver coming along? Like, did you pay for that, or did Sweden pay for that? How did that work?
Sweden paid for that. The complication was the Wi-Fi didn't work. There's very little cell reception. You're on a boat, and so it's like he didn't sleep. He was getting up like at 4 in the morning, so I could have used her from like 4 to 2. Well, she'd come find us at 9, and we've been up 5 hours by then, and we're not in the room. We're walking around the ship, and she's walking around the ship. And so that part was a little bit, you know, there's no reception on your cell phone. So wow. You end up leaving notes on doors. You're like, I think I'm going to the cafeteria. Then you go to the cafeteria. And then he wants to go to the play place. So then you go to the play place. But it was good. It was good. I couldn't have, it would have been harder without her for sure. So it was good.
Wow. So were up every morning at 4.
Yeah, down at midnight and up at 4, something like that. Yeah, because that's how I got sick. Yeah, because he's running you ragged.
So how does his body function off only like 4 hours sleep?
Well, usually he sleeps a little more. He was excited. When he gets excited, he can't sleep.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I love that he's excited. I love that he was stimulated.
Yeah, he was for sure stimulated. And he was good. I met him walk around the whole city. No, it's a little city, but we walked a lot. You know, walked to monasteries, walked through some churches. We walked through some museums. You know, I'm sure to him, I don't know which part of it he's getting, but he's seeing a lot of Tallinn now. So my next trip is, I want you to get him to Latvia or back to Helsinki, maybe to Finland.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was great for him because, yeah, I thought it was great.
What happens when he hasn't seen you in a few months and then you show up at the door of his facility and he sees you for the first time?
At first, he always plays a little hard to get. He gives me a little smile and he goes back to his computer like he doesn't notice I'm there. And then after a few hours, then he comes and kind of jumps on me and wants to be tickled. And so I kind of wrestle, I guess. And so
that's kind of like hugging.
There's definitely hugging too. Yeah, he does a little hug at the beginning, and then he'll say daddy sometimes, dada. And,
how's that feel?
Bittersweet.
Why?
Because
it doesn't happen all the time.
Because it doesn't happen all the time, and he doesn't say dad, I love you, or I missed you, or he doesn't say. You know, is he saying like that's, does he get that I'm his dad, or is like this is the nomenclature of this person? Or I do know this, whenever I start to the next day, I'll get in late usually. The next morning I'll start to unpack the bag and he stands over it because he knows there's gifts in there. So he's always like trying to peek in like, what do you got for me? What do you got?
Uh-huh.
So I always bring him, I'm bringing him stuff. And so he's always like trying to get his head in there and see what's going on.
Well, he must know that you're his dad. I think he does. I
think so.
Yeah, I think so. Just, how do I know my dad's my dad? I don't know. It's just someone special that comes and brings me presents, and I want to get hugged by him and tickle. And he knows he has a special relationship with you.
Yeah, and like when we're walking around Tallinn, he wants to hold hands or put his arm around me. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's special. Now, he won't do that for everybody, I'm sure.
No. No, it was fun. It was fun. And we, stopped and got ice cream and every chance we get. And,
yeah.
Tried to fatten him up a little bit. It was good.
That's great.
Really good.
I'm really, really happy for you, man. Really
I was too, dude. I was nervous because I spent a bunch of money too. So you're like, I hope he appreciates this a little bit. My mom was like, well, listen, if he was a neurotypical kid, you still take him to Disneyland or something, and that costs money too. And so I'm like, okay, well, that's true.
Yeah.
And then she's like, and your kid might not appreciate it then anyway. So
yeah.
So there's no guarantees they're going to appreciate whatever you do.
He had a great time himself spending time with his dad. I think it was mutual.
I think he had a great time.
Yeah.
And it was a good amount of time. I think I'm going to do one more day next time. It was almost 4 days. I might do 5 next time. I think it was a good amount.
Mm-hmm. That's great, man.
Just, it's for summer vacation. You get out, you go someplace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, hopefully you get that place fixed.
Yeah, that's the next step. Hopefully the week after next, hopefully is the... And I got him the squatty potty. I don't know if you long-time listeners know we got that squatty potty. He's using it, and it's working. So that's anecdotal evidence. That's not a scientific study, but...
Was there a problem with his bowel movements?
Yeah, he has a lot of GI issues with it's very common with kids with autism. They have a hard time. They constipated. They have a hard time going to the bathroom. And there's a lot of grunting. He struggled with constipation. A few issues. The GI thing is a very, very common thing. That's why longtime listeners know we did that episode about the brain being in the gut and that whole thing and the third mind. And yeah, there's some definite strong connection there. So the squatty potty kind of lines you up and you are able to eliminate much easier. And so if you're on the fence, guys, for us, it worked. So that's my report on that. And yeah, that was another thing I brought over to him in a suitcase. So I had a suitcase full of stuff for him, but it was good. It was good. He likes it, so it was worth it.
Good. He likes the squatty potty.
Well, he uses it, so yeah, you don't have to fight him on it. He uses it, so great.
That's good. Phew.
You're basically allowed to like squat over the toilet. Like you have these little steps you can stand on and squat over the toilet and still eliminate into the toilet while mimicking a natural motion for your human body. So that's the idea.
Hmm.
We are not scientists, if you can't tell.
No, certainly not. Well, that's awesome, dude. I'm really glad that went well.
That was good. Tell me about Peter. How's Peter doing these days?
Oh, he's doing really well. I had a nice chat with him the other day. Talked to him for about 40 minutes. And he wants to do archery. It's the first time that he has...
I like it.
Yeah, it's the first time that he has said that he wanted to do something. You know, and so he wants to do Special Olympics archery. So I'm going to talk to my parents about that, setting that up.
I love it.
And yeah, he didn't want to do basketball because he has to go late at night. And so I know it's good. It's good. His job's going well. And big news is that he has decided on his own volition to stop drinking until October.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Now what precipitated that? What caused that?
Well, we've been getting on him, you know, the family and some friends. I've got friends who hang out with him. Big shout out Mike Tomlinson, took him to dinner the other night. My buddy from high school. And, you know, we've been getting on him for drinking too much. You know, we've been trying to get him to only drink on the weekends, and then I asked him if he was doing that, and he was like, sometimes it's hard not to drink. And then that's when you start getting scared. You're like, oh, my God, it's hard not to. What? You know?
Right.
How much is he drinking? Is he drinking every night? Is he getting drunk every night at home? It's hard to monitor him because he knows it's wrong, you know?
Right.
So,
because then you're on the honor system. He lives alone.
He lives
which
alone
is terrific.
And he's an adult. So it's like, you know? And he won't really divulge numbers. He doesn't understand numbers, so he can't divulge numbers. If you go, how often do you drink three? And he can't understand that question. Time is but a construct of man. You see, and
he's not wrong.
Yeah, and then he. Mike was said that. One time he went by, and then Peter had like a lot of cans, a lot of empty cans, and he was like of Busch Light.
Wow.
Yeah, and Mike was like, oh, when'd you last buy beers? And he was like, oh, like you know, a week ago. On like you know, he can't say a week ago. He can give you a date though. He can be like, I bought it on August 2nd, 2018.
Yeah, I remember.
At 4 p.m.
He likes the dates. Yep.
But he has no idea how long ago that was. So Mike, you kind of have to catch it and it has to be a perfect storm to figure it out. Mike figured out that he was drinking 3-4 beers a day. And, you know, he'd take days off. So there were days that he was just getting hammered at home, you know. And, you know, long story short, we've been harping on him. And to chill out, don't drink so much.
Right.
And I
think it's smart.
I don't think he has like an alcoholic. My family, we all drink, but we're good drinkers, and we don't have addictive personalities. So I think it's like he can not drink so much. We just have to force him to get on a good regimen, you know, like he's.
Well, I think a lot of people, you know, on the spectrum too, are creatures of habit. So you get him on that habit where he's used to drinking 3 or 4 a night, and then that's just his thing.
That's just what happens, and it's also he's bored.
Yeah.
He's alone in his
that's
apartment.
Bad combination.
And he's like self-medicating. I've said it before on this podcast. I think he's self-medicating, you know, because he's yeah. going on the getting looped on these thoughts from high school, and he's like, it just feels good to get out of it. So it's like, you know, it'd be tough. I hope it doesn't come to Peter. You have to quit drinking altogether.
Yep.
I mean, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, obviously, but you know.
Well, I think the month is a good idea and see how he feels.
Yeah, and what's crazy is that he thought of it himself. He was I was like, "How's it going, Peter? How's your weight?" He's space about 6'1", and he's like 240. He went up to like 245, which is he's big. It's big for him, you know. And his like neck is disappearing, and we're like, you know, bro, can you got to exercise more and drink less, okay? And he's like, okay. And my mom was like, you should do lemon water, and taught him how to make lemon water, squeeze a lemon into some water and put it in the fridge.
That's great.
And he's like, yeah. I want to do lemon water. And so he does that now, and instead of beers. And he was like, I don't want to become like Barney from The Simpsons.
Yeah, that's great.
And so he just said, I'm not going to drink till October. And I was so proud of him.
Yeah, that's great. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
he told your parents already?
I don't know if he did. I don't know if he wants to. He doesn't talk to my parents about that kind of stuff, but I'm going to tell my parents.
Right.
I mean, I'm proud of him. And like, I was like, did Mike tell you to do that? He's like, nope, I thought of it myself. I just weighed myself. I'm at 239. You know, I was like, oh, great.
Yeah, I think it'd be good to just tell his friends too, his friends slash your friends, just so everybody keeps it kind of accountable. So they don't, you know, you don't want to offer him stuff if he's trying to take a break. And yeah.
Yeah, no, when Mike takes him out, he doesn't. He's like, no, we're not drinking.
Right, great.
You know, so.
Great. Great, great, great.
Yeah.
That's terrific, dude. I'm really excited about that. You know this about me. I'm not a teetotaler, but I'm close. I'm not a big, I'm not a huge fan. Just, there's not a lot of great stories to start with. I had 16 beers, and then it's all mostly terrible stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I murdered somebody with my car accidentally or something. Yeah, it's not usually a great story.
Well,
then I vomited all over the person next to me on the bus.
Well, the key is just to be responsible.
Yeah, but for him to think, yeah, maybe I'll opt out for a while, I think it's smart. I think it's nothing but smart, and he has my respect. Yeah, he has my respect, yeah.
Totally. I mean, it's amazing. I'm pumped. So that's that. He's doing great. His job's doing great. Everything's fine. Going to try and get him on archery. He'll be sober, so his aim will be better. It'll be great. yeah, it's
good. That's great.
Yeah, so should we do in the news?
Yeah, let's do in the news. We have time. Let's see. Yeah, here we go. This is in The Guardian. I'm in the UK, so you know, our articles tend to slant towards the UK anyway, but this one popped up quick. School discriminated against, expelled autistic boy, judge rules. Children with special needs who have been excluded. I agree. Children with special needs who have been excluded from schools for aggressive behavior linked to their conditions are being discriminated against, the judge has ruled. Judge Allison Raleigh, sitting in the upper tribunal, said it's quote unquote repugnant to consider such behavior as criminal or antisocial when it's the direct result of a child's condition, not a quote unquote choice. The Tribunal of London upheld an appeal involving a 13-year-old boy with special education needs who had been excluded from school because of aggressive behavior that was linked to his autism. The ruling could affect tens of thousands of children who have conditions such as autism, ADHD, and statistics show that children with special needs are at much higher risk than other children from being excluded from mainstream schools in England, noting that, quote, aggressive behavior is not a choice for children with autism. Raleigh found that a regulation under the Equality Act 2010 allowing schools to exclude disabled pupils for their behavior without justification was unlawful and incompatible with human rights laws.
Mm-hmm.
This really struck close to home because JJ is not really violent, but when he was like 13, he was very physical, and it's a very common thing where he gets frustrated, he hits his head against something,
right.
He smacks himself in the head, and then if you're close by, you might get there might be some collateral damage.
Right.
And He's not usually targeted. He would like push by people and stuff, but never really punch, never really. But it's scary when you think, yeah, but my son could be just excluded because he's quote unquote a bad kid. When in, who, you know, when in his mind he's just frustrated.
Right.
And he's frustrated by the situation, by his you know, his position, by the fact that he's having a hard time learning or whatever. When he doesn't talk, it really puts you at a disadvantage. And yeah, it's a nightmare for parents. You know, what would you do if your child's excluded? You know, I mean, you wanted to learn. Most parents with severely disabled or autistic.
Well, here's what you say. Why is a severely autistic person who has breakouts in a regular school setting in the first place? I mean, they shouldn't be. They're not going to learn alongside children who are neural normative. You know, they're just completely different curriculum. You know, you're not going to learn PACS when everyone else is doing calculus. I don't understand why they're there in the first place. I don't know. Am I crazy for saying that? Also, this judge's ruling is fantastic. It's insane that they would be just under the same laws. It makes no sense. It's draconian otherwise. So I'm glad, at least in England, the laws are working. But I haven't heard of anybody being charged.
Well, this was a court case, so clearly it involved somebody.
No, I mean in America. I haven't heard
of it. I've heard of this stuff. It's like very, yeah, I don't have anything to touch my fingers here, my fingertips. But this is an issue that I know a lot of parents deal with, mm-hmm. where you're trying to explain your child's condition and not defend the pain that's caused, but at the same time try to make a distinction between their condition that they're working through and just behavioral issues where they're a danger to their peers.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Did I get on my high horse? Sorry about
no.
that.
No. Get on that horse. Gallop away.
Send me your angry letters, guys. No, I'm just joking.
Okay.
Go ahead, Graham.
No. I just, I'm glad things are working. And yeah, I that's what laws are supposed to do. So it's just that every parent's worst nightmare.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you guys. I'm sure a podcast our size, there's people dealing with this. Send us your letters, your emails. We love getting them of behavioral issues that your kids, that you've been dealing with your kids as it relates to school. I tell a story. Not to tie this back to my one person show here in Edinburgh, but I tell a story about him reaching manhood at age 12 and having his first discovery of his body. I'm keeping this clean on a public bus wearing pajama bottoms with a slight slit in the middle so you can go pee. So that was an exciting experience. And the aide that rode with him, a young woman in her early 20s, was very shy and uncomfortable, but I'm glad it wasn't interpreted as some sort of like sexual aggression when it was just clearly he doesn't know what he's doing and it's new and he was playing with a new toy, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, you know, send us your notes via email or Facebook, and let us know if you've experienced as a parent anything where your kid's been sort of tried in the court of a public opinion or school or an actual law for unfairly, unjustly. We'll read them and we'll, you know, try and figure it out and get the word out there that's not right. Also, don't forget you can donate to patreon.com/autastic donate as little as a dollar per episode to help keep us doing this. And
and I'd be remiss if I don't remind you guys, August donations, all of August is going towards Sebastian's house, who's the young boy with multiple sclerosis and MS and epilepsy in Ecuador who we're building a house for. The house is about half done. And I just want to say thank you for those of you who reached out. And it's an exciting thing. I'm really excited. This family is going to have a house partly because of our listeners, and we really appreciate you guys and love you guys.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. You guys are the best. Kirk, where can they find you?
This week I'm at Barbados in Cowgate in Edinburgh for the next 2 weeks. I will be here. You can find me on Kirk Smith Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere else. Graham, tell us about your schedule. What do you got coming up, buddy?
Oh, thankfully, I am going to be in New York for the next, until September 1st. So I'm very excited to just be in one place. I'm exhausted. I bought groceries today. I did laundry. Very exciting to buy groceries, Kirk. I love it.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And tell us about your Instagram. What is it this week?
It is at Insta Graham K. That is, my Instagram is at InstaGramKay. Instagram K. And Twitter is Mr. Graham K. Follow me or I will find you.
We love you guys. Have a great week. You can do it.
Thanks, guys.